The court ruled in favor of a Chinese Muslim, Huzaifa Parhat, who has spent the last 6 years in detention and is one of more than 100 detainees to challenge their enemy combatant status in the U.S. judicial system. The court directed the U.S. military to release Parhat, transfer him out of Guantanamo, or hold a new proceeding to once again determine his status. The court announced its decision without providing any details, saying the ruling contains classified information. The Department of Defense did not immediately comment on the matter. Human rights groups say the appeals court ruling is a landmark decision for Guantanamo detainees, yet one with little practical benefit for Parhat. Stacy Sullivan is a counterterrorism advisor for New York-based Human Rights Watch.
He will probably not be released. He's a Chinese Uyghur, and there are a number of Chinese Uyghurs being held at Guantanamo who are already declared no longer enemy combatants, but they can't leave Guantanamo because they have no place to go. They can't be sent back to China because they have a well-founded fear of torture, and the United States, to its credit, won't send them back there, so the Uyghurs are pretty much stuck in Guantanamo.
In 2006, the United States released 5 Uyghurs from Guantanamo and resettled them in Albania. China, which regards Uyghurs as terrorists and separatists, demanded Albania return them to China. Albania did not comply. U.S. authorities believe some Uyghurs have links to Al-Qaeda, but they admit the Uyghurs held at Guantanamo never fought against the United States, nor did they take part in the 9/11 terrorist attacks in New York and Washington. Human Rights Watch's Stacy Sullivan says the plight of the Guantanamo Uyghurs points to a real dilemma facing the United States if at some point it decides to close Guantanamo, an action favored by both presumptive Republican and Democratic presidential nominees.
There are about 50 detainees there who have said that they do not want to go home because they fear being tortured. Uzbeks, Libyans, Uyghurs, a few other nationalities. What is to be done with them? It's simple enough to transfer those for whom we have evidence of terrorism. We can transfer them to the U.S. federal courts and try them in our federal court system. But for the 50 detainees who can't go home, it is just unclear what's going to happen to them, and that's going to make closing down Guantanamo really difficult.
The federal appeals court ruling follows a U.S. Supreme Court decision earlier this month affirming the right of Guantanamo suspects to challenge their detention in U.S. civilian courts. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.